Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 22nd of November, recording at 9:35 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. And first, the highlights here. This would be mostly a rest day for stock markets in here today. Not a great deal going on in Asia. Or in Europe, a little up, a little down. Interestingly, oil shares have been firmer, and that could be important. In the U.S., Wall Street though closed near the highs of the day. It was down during most of the earlier action. Closed up 51 on the Dow, and that transports index surged. Well, it just continues to surge. It's been a very impressive move, and I posted that chart in the interesting charts of the day. Now, the stock market cycle will give the upside the benefit of the doubt here, because there's plenty of distance for between current levels and the October lows for most indices, although not everything has seen the kind of performance that we've seen on Wall Street since mid-October. But it's the Wall Street leash effect that concerns me most, and if Wall Street stays firm, then I don't think we're going to see that many other markets peeling off. Although I do feel that a number of investors who helped to drive up some of the emerging markets, such as the Eastern European markets, are easing back on these positions, because it was pretty much a one-way street on the way up, and it would be the same on the way down. It would be the same on the way down if and when Wall Street takes fright. But that certainly does not appear to be imminent, and so we are on course here for the best-case scenario, which is the rally continues through year-end and quite probably into the new year. Thereafter, well, I expect problems, but let's wait and see. At the moment, the message is still reasonably favorable in here. And again, as I said before, if Wall Street remains firm, and I don't see any evidence right now that it won't, then that will be quite positive for a number of other markets around the globe. Now, more interesting, let's see, have we got anything first in the government bond markets? Not much, a very modest gain in here today, it looks like. We're still seeing this gradual technical rally following a loss of downside momentum above the March lows. You know, I don't look for much on the upside in this sector, not on this current move at any rate. And if I'm pleasantly surprised by a bigger move on the upside, then I'll look for short selling opportunities once again. Big news in here today, though, is that we had the Fed's minutes come out from the October meeting, and there were a number of Fed governors who were expressing concern that maybe interest rates would be pushed too high on this particular move, and that caught the markets by surprise, and we saw the dollar really fall back quite sharply here. And for instance, against the Swissie, it had been up to 132.43, putting me back in the money on my little currency position in that, and it's currently back at down to 131.03. And equally, the dollar had fallen down, I beg your pardon, the euro had fallen down to 116.86, 116.86 against the dollar, but it is currently at 118.20. So that's quite a turnaround on the day. And you know, I've been a nervous bull in here, nervous because I think that this is the last dollar's last hurrah, and there's not much hurrahing going on here, really. We did get the breakout last month, but we've had it was kind of a two-day move, and we've had no advancement to speak of on that move. Now, I'll want to see how the market settled down. We haven't had an upside failure on this move yet, and you can see the dollar index chart in the charts, interesting charts of the day as well. But this is a little worrying if you're a dollar, if you're a dollar bull. And you know my view beyond saying, well, I'll go with the breakout, maybe we can get a little further on the upside on rate expectations. Well, frankly, interest rates are the only fundamentals that people have been talking about in currencies for really quite some time. So they've been totally focused on that. And it'll take a few days for the markets really to decide whether, and maybe they'll have to go on into December to decide this. When the I think it's on December 13th that we get the next Fed meeting, and almost inevitably a further 25 basis points rate hike. But if people in the next few days, next week or two at any rate, say, well, today's move is an overreaction, and really rates are going to be pushing on higher, then quite probably the dollar will steady once again. That's a no-brainer to say that. But conversely, if people feel that interest rates are not going to rise as much as they'd actually expected, then I don't see that the dollar's got a whole heck of a lot else going for it beyond the rate hikes. But at this stage, the most important thing is to say, although we haven't had upside follow through by the dollar, we haven't here recently, we have not had a failure either. So I will continue to watch this for a little longer. Now, precious metals have been rampant recently, and I'm chancing my luck here by increasing my positions a bit. But I did do so here again today in silver, and also in some of these mining shares that I've been picking up on spread bet positions. And I've been playing them that way because I didn't really want to change anything that's in my self-administered pension fund and in my ISA accounts. So thus the if I wanted to have a little bit more exposure and a little bit more leverage, as I did, because of the firm Wall Street performance and the very firm metals performance that I see and expect to continue, I'm do it via the spread bets, which have a tax advantage here in the UK. Okay, so gold. We saw the February gold touch the much discussed psychological $500 level. And February gold right now is at 499.10, so it's held most of those gains. It was interesting. Gold was strong earlier in the day, then it pulled back, and then as the dollar it actually dropped down a dollar or so on the day, not big stuff, but well off the highs, and then picked right up again. And spot gold, which has been up as high as 49, I beg your pardon, 495.50, that's bullion, is currently at 494.80. Now, you'll see that opening item perhaps in the comment of the day, the Bloomberg report that I picked up last night. And I think I've made this point previously. I've just been saying, well, you know, people really. Even the bulls don't seem to be very bullish. Now, I'm not talking about a very small group of people, and I'll exclude some of the more rabid gold bugs in that. I hope I'm not offending anybody out there, but those are the sort of congenital bulls that have always been bullish of gold. I've always had a soft spot for gold, but found it easy to leave the thing alone for a good many years during that long secular bear market. But there are a number of strategists, in addition to myself, who have some big targets in mind for gold. Now, targets are just guesstimates, so I don't mention these too often. But you know my view. I think gold's going to go a whole lot higher over the next 15 to 20 years. So it's really surprising to see, in a general sort of whip around. Item, by Bloomberg, contacting a number of investment managers, that people were setting $500. That was their target for the, and even that UBS comment, for the next few months. You know, we expect to see gold reach $500 in the next few months, when it was $8 away from that level. That to me is extremely reassuring, as one who has long positions, and not inconsiderable long positions, both in the futures and in the shares. So I wouldn't be surprised, I wouldn't be surprised to see the market romp on the upside. And I don't think 500 is a big hurdle at all, although it will have some definite psychological impact. And I think I've said previously, I believe on these audios, said the question is not, you know, when gold gets to, how quickly gold gets to 500. It could do it any time. It's how quickly it gets to the $600 level. And I certainly expect to see at least that next year. And I also maintain that gold is in the second psychological perception stage of its overall bull market, and it's been in that second psychological perception stage since September, when it broke upwards against any and all major currencies to new multi-year highs, reaffirming gold's position as hard money in the eyes of investors who have an understanding of financial history, long-term financial history. Okay, silver, terrific performance in here. What can I say? Looks to be consolidating. We're rising consolidation above this 800. I beg your pardon, above this $8 level. I maintain that silver is high beta gold. Should be able to go a lot higher. We saw quite a reasonable pullback in platinum and palladium in here today. Palladium in particular had perhaps run ahead a little bit too fast, but they closed well off the lows. I'd be delighted to see a reasonable correction in the palladium market, which is probably why it won't occur, because I suspect that there are a lot of people like myself who'd like to climb back on board on a correction. So maybe this is one of those cases when the golden rule applies. If you want a market to come back just so you can buy it, and go in and buy some, go in and buy a bit anyway, just in case it doesn't pull back. And what else to mention? The oil market. I suspect oil has bottomed in here. It got down, I think on Friday, the spot crude NYME got down to nearly $55. It's almost at $59 here right now. And looking at the product charts today, I haven't posted those, but you'll be able to see those in the chart library. They look to me as if they're losing downward momentum, and they're back in areas of potential support. But the oil shares also are really very firm overall. And I like the way the Investec Global Energy Fund looks. That's the way that's by far the main way I play that. And play that sector, and so I think we will see gold, I beg your pardon, oil pushing back up, if not immediately, really, in the not too distant future. Here, now, one point really regarding the Fed governors and so on, that the weaker price of oil, I know I've said this before, but that we've actually seen in coming down from over 70 to almost $55, that will take some of the pressure off the official inflation figures. Now, stock markets have certainly benefited from that, and the firm price of oil has, in the last month and a half or so, has about 2 months probably, has gone from being a headwind to a tailwind for stock markets. Now, if we start getting oil pushing up persistently enough so that people say conclude that yeah, it has bottomed and we're getting another good rally within its overall secular uptrend, then it's going to become a headwind once again, and people will realize that any dip in the official inflation statistics is unlikely to last all that long. What else mentioned here? Cocoa, talking about the dogs in my portfolio. That has come up to the point where, good heavens, I'm actually, dare I say it, I don't want to jinx myself, I'm actually back in profit overall on that position. Remember, I rolled over my September contract after a reprieve there at a, and after I'd taken a small profit because I was impressed with the upward dynamics. The wretched thing promptly fell back down. So where I increased my position by 50% overall, really, my well, this is one of those dilemmas. Is it going to be the triumph of hope over experience? Once again, the experience tells me to take advantage of this rally and get out of the thing. But again, when I look at the chart, every time we see these upward dynamics here, that chart just improves a little bit more. Fundamentally, though, from what I read, there's tons of the stuff about, and there are just some questions about whether the political unrest and the civil unrest in the Ivory Coast will allow it to actually get exported. And natural gas, not a bad day in here. I found out that actually I don't have to roll it over until tomorrow, and I will definitely roll that long position forward. I'll be taking a loss though, unless we get some sort of spectacular move tomorrow. I think it'll probably be firm, but not enough to prevent me from rolling forward forward at a loss. But nevertheless, natural gas remains, after silver, my second most profitable position of the year. And until this latest position, it was might have actually been ahead of silver. But exciting times, and the precious metals, well, they're at the forefront. That nickel, which had a good day yesterday, gave about two-thirds of it up in here today, backing and filling, I suspect, but it does look to me like nickel is likely to be one of the star performers in metals overall. Copper, on the other hand, downward reaction here today, and I think the speculators may have overplayed, at least in the short term, this Chinese rogue trader with a big short position that has to be covered story. Certainly that's out in the marketplace and therefore discounted. And I wouldn't be at all surprised to see copper off the boil a little bit in here, but not enough so that I want to short it. It's still a secular bull market. And folks, so that's a wrap, to coin a phrase. All the best to all of you.